At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. We're live. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy September, everybody. Of course, I'm joined by the one, the only, Rich Nambolian. Oh, no, that's not you. There you are.
I'm here, buddy. What's going on?
You know, I don't know why. So Rich is not in studio. I'm recovering from COVID. I'm fine. Fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, one more day doesn't hurt. Because my entire house is infected.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta spray down. You need that power wash. Spray down the mold.
I got to power wash the entire house here. You had it a while ago, didn't you?
I had a really bad cold. My wife had COVID for about 10 days, and I matrixed out of it, but I felt like something hit me. I took like a bunch of tests, no COVID, but I was just out of commission for like 5 days.
Yeah, it was just an annoying head cold. You know, I was on a disgusting cruise, and that plays a big part in this.
Is that your takeaway from the beautiful trip? Yeah. You
it's
took
done.
With your family?
It's over. It's over. Never again. No family trips ever again. I can't.
Just
I can't
like,
do
this
it.
This is it.
I can't do it. I went on that boat with the I called into like it's an old school radio show. I was on In the Weeds yesterday for an hour and a half. And
wow.
I started it off by talking about how I saw how the other half lives. And it was alarming.
Oh, boy.
I went on this tremendous rant about how the rest of America lives. And I'm so alarmed at the lack of hygiene and their eating habits. It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, the Fightful audience, I don't think they really know how you feel about people's eating habits.
They learned yesterday.
Mad Men thing for the most part, but, you know, like, we need to have separate segments on the show starting soon. You know, what does Andrew think? Who does Andrew hate to look at while they're eating?
Yeah.
What people shouldn't eat in public?
Yeah.
I love your take on what people shouldn't eat in public.
See, I told him. So Joel goes, this was one of our better episodes, to be honest. And I'm like, listen, guys, this is not a bit. I've been talking about this on the internet since 2009. There is no circumstance, none at all. There is none that at 5:30 in the morning on a flight to Fort Lauderdale, anybody should be ordering the meat platter on JetBlue.
Yeah, that I always find that. How do you feel? Okay, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Since, like, I've known you forever. I don't want to say you're judgy, but how do you feel? Your feelings about stuff. How do you feel about people wearing sweatpants on an airplane?
I don't. I actually dress up. This actually was the least that I was dressed up flying, and I was wearing shorts and a white like button down.
How do you feel about seeing people in sweatpants on a jet plane?
You want me to tell you? Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting. I don't want to see your saggy butt on a flight. Prim. Proper. Everybody needs to be in a suit and tie moving forward. Guys, this show's all about professional wrestling. Sorry, we haven't done Mad Men in weeks, and I lost self-control of myself. A lot to talk about here. You know what? I thought this weekend I watched some great wrestling. I was sick. I'm finally feeling a lot better. I watched some awesome wrestling. I enjoyed pretty much everything that I watched. It was a lot of fun. And that's the key thing here. What did you watched everything? I mean, I watched some of the New Japan stuff. I missed some of it, but I watched the important stuff. I thought the Mercedes match was great. Did you see that with Momo?
Yeah. It was fun.
Fantastic.
I was in and out of the New Japan stuff. There was so much wrestling this weekend. Plus, it's Labor Day weekend, you know, big family weekend across the states. But it was fun, man. Like, it was fun. Do you want to start out with Bash in Berlin?
Yes, but here's what we'll do, because people are very. Okay. I'm getting messaged privately now about the things that annoy me. You guys could ask me all the questions at the end of the show, and Rich could fill you in, because Rich has been around me so many times for this stuff. Rich will fill you in. So if you have questions regarding a tuna salad in public and what I think about it on public transportation, or even better yet, kimchi. Who eats kimchi on a flight? No one smart.
I get so giddy watching. This is another. We'll answer all these weird questions at the end of the show. But I personally get so giddy sitting next to Andrew and watching his face turn into like a cartoon steam pipe, because at a certain point you can just see the steam bellowing out of his ears when he's watching certain things happen in front of him. And I get I don't judge Andrew. Andrew is like that. He's not a judgy guy, but I think it's hysterical.
I will say it to people's face. I'm like, what are you doing? You think that's appropriate?
Why are you eating in front of me?
Why are you eating?
We'll
talk about it at the end of
the show.
You know what? If you're on Korean Air, that's totally acceptable. Not on JetBlue at 5:30. Okay? Not on JetBlue going to Fort Lauderdale. Let's talk about this. Where do you want to begin?
No funky food on a flying tube. let's see. Let's go. Bash in Berlin.
Yeah.
What a crowd. Let's start out by saying what a crowd. I love international crowds. I don't understand what they're saying. That's fine.
Yeah.
But show open, Cody Rhodes beating Kevin Owens to retain the undisputed WWE Championship. It went about 25 minutes. Fun match. The crowd was hot the entire show.
I'm sorry. MG, are you doing something to my video?
He's tickling it.
I am not.
Okay. Well, we found another problem here. Thank you. It was a fun dude. This show was interesting, right? Yeah. Very quick.
Yes.
It was 3 hours.
Yep.
Ended before 4 o'clock, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or it was 4.
I think it was like 3 and change.
Yeah. 3 and change. Bing, bam, boom. Such a contrast over what they were doing like 2 years ago. Pandemic, actually during a pandemic. Remember how long those shows were? Mm-hmm. And it was unbearable. It would go on till midnight. It would start at 6 and go on till midnight. Those things with the pre-show were forever. I thought this was a very interesting way to do the show. Nice and quick, and everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. The less you do sometimes means more. Cody, Kevin Owens, did you like this match?
I enjoyed it a lot, quite a lot. I think the match was, this is a fan's perspective. I think the match was a filler to get across the point that Kevin Owens doesn't have to turn on everybody he wrestles against.
Yeah,
I think
you know
people
what?
Were expecting
yes.
that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it added. What did you like better? Okay, and we'll get to the main event. Did you like the main event more with Gunther and Randy Orton? Did you like Cody and Kevin more?
I like Gunther and Randy Orton better.
I like Gunther and Randy way more. And it's funny because, you know, my timeline, and we were talking about this yesterday on In the Weeds, one of my favorite morning shows outside of mine. We were talking about it yesterday, and I did not love the Cody match. I thought it was fine. I thought it was a fine match. I don't know if it had to do with how they built it. Like, I'm not a big fan of, hey, you kind of deserve this. Here you go. I like my feuds being legitimately like a blood feud. Like, no, I'm coming for that belt. We may be cool, but you know what? It's over. Kevin was like, oh, I can't. I couldn't. I shouldn't. You know, like, I don't. I didn't hate the match. I thought it was fine. Cody's great. Kevin's fantastic. I mean, these guys are really good wrestlers, and I think they did a good job in the ring, but I was a little disconnected from it.
I agree to a certain extent, but I think you need stuff like this. Is this was a show opener, right? So you need stuff like this for Cody until he gets to take a bite out of that next big championship feud. You know,
yeah.
This is where we start to enter the lull of WWE until, like, what, Survivor Series? Survivor Series is going to be the next paper, next large pay per view.
Survivor Series is the next big one, yeah. Well, I mean, Bad Blood, it's Bad Blood 97, the first Bad Blood, was where the Hell in a Cell was. So, I mean, they may turn this into a big show, you know? It depends on the card, but you're right. Survivor Series is the next big one.
And then you get, like, that kind of wintertime lull until the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to keep Cody in some kind of main event with something until it starts getting nuts. You know, you still have the Roman question. You still have the Bloodline question. You know, I think he's going to be okay, but this was like the perfect interim match for Cody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think so too. Next we had Bianca Belair and Jade defeating Dawn and Fire. Dawn and Fire. They should call them Dawn and Fire. 12 minutes. It was a display for Jade and Bianca. That's what it was. You got the titles on them.
Yeah.
Jade has not
got
been
back,
pinned.
Yeah.
Jade has not been pinned.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. I thought they looked fantastic.
She looks like a million bucks, too.
She looks like a million bucks.
Oh, yeah.
This was probably the worst match on the card, and it was fine.
So I got a question for you about this. I have a question. Who turns on who? Does Bianca turn on Jade, or does Jade turn on Bianca?
You know, Jade is such a tremendous heel, and I think that's the way they should go, but it kind of like, I'm kind of like, oh, maybe Bianca's the one.
Bianca has never been a heel, right?
I thought she was. Was she ever a heel in NXT?
Run?
Not for the main roster run, though.
I think NXT yet. I'm saying main roster. Like, I don't think she's ever done.
She's very likable. Like, you see her and you're like, you know, what a beautiful smile, what a happy face, what like an uplifting person, you know, like it's hard. But Jade could turn that up, like the happiness off and just be a tremendous monster heel.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think either way, you're going to get that feud eventually, right?
Yeah. That could be a WrestleMania match. That's what it looks like to me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's a big-time WrestleMania match, and that'll, you know, you could have Jade lose for the first time. You could have her pin Bianca. It both tells a story here.
Mm-hmm.
They went 12 minutes and 3 seconds here. Strap match. This match began with a lot of confusion for many people. Even though WWE made it very clear that this was a Four Corners match, or so I have been told. I did not realize it was a Four Corners match until very late. And many others did not realize it was a WWE Four Corners match. And when I think of a Four Corners match, I think like WWF. Like, this is such a Northeastern thing. I hate this concept, by the way. I hate the Four Corners strap match. I think it's really stupid. I just hate it, okay? I will say. However, this was the best one I've ever seen.
Can we take a little break here?
Yeah.
For what Andrew thinks?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Why do you hate Four Corners matches?
I don't know. I'm like, is the purpose to beat the guy up and win, or is it to touch the corners? Because if it's to touch the corners, I'm doing everything to touch the corners and win the match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the goal of the match, is to touch the corners, not have a 27-minute match or 19-minute match. I'm going to do everything I can to kind of get to the corners.
That's human logic, not wrestling logic.
Yes, and that's the problem that I have with this.
Mm-hmm. This defies too much logic for you.
Yeah, because here's the thing, right? How many seconds would it take for me to run and touch each corner? I hit you with a move. You're on the floor. How quick can I do this?
Pretty quick, let's say.
You know,
it's
amazing because,
in 2 minutes.
What's wild is, like, you could bounce off the ropes and you're running at full speed, right? Whatever full speed is for that. You're taking your 3 steps and bumping off the rope. But the second they need to touch that corner, right? They're struggling. Oh, I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh, I get it. It's wrestling logic, but
yeah,
it takes me. Again, this is maybe my obsessive compulsiveness. The entire time I'm screaming, I hate the corners. Why are we touching the corners? However, they did a tremendous job with this.
Were you yelling that at the TV, and then also your kids thought you were yelling at them?
Yeah. Well, MG heard me yelling at the kids this morning.
Touch the corners.
Touch the corners. I told you, touch the corners. I did really like this match. And
come here. I really enjoyed the match. Too.
I really enjoyed the match. Me not loving the concept of the match, they actually convinced me that this was good. Right, and that takes a lot. They told a great story in the ring. Once again, the freaking bracelet played a big part. Thank God we'll never see that stupid bracelet again. It's over.
I think it's coming back.
No, he ripped it. What, from the dead?
No, he's gonna get a new one. He's gonna get a giant new one. It's gonna be like the Roman thing that he's got on his hand, and that's gonna be it, dude. It's coming
back. Bracelets?
It's not over. You can't eulogize the bracelet yet.
Oh God. I think Drew did a tremendous job. The story here was CM Punk got over on Drew. Now they're 1-1. CM Punk after the match was interviewed and said that he's now done with Drew and he's eyeing something bigger, and that's the World Championship. Whoever the winner will be at the end of the night, between Gunther and Randy. And I guess that's not the direction right now, because Drew attacked him on Monday Night Raw, beat him up, left him bloody, and they're continuing this. Great. Yeah. I think they should.
Absolutely.
These two have some chemistry here.
They really do. They really do. And that's surprising, too. Like, I'm surprised by how much chemistry they have and how well they work together. And also, kind of to piggytail on what you said before, this was a very classic WWE style match. Very big.
Yep.
They didn't really do a lot. There wasn't that much crazy movement, but they got a lot done in 20 minutes. And I thought this was, I would say the Gunther match was maybe my favorite match of the night. This was a very close second.
This was a fun match. Really fun match. The other thing, you know, CM Punk doesn't have to do much. You know what I mean? Like, he's put on some size, and I think it kind of helps with the thing where he doesn't really need to do a lot of the stuff he was doing in AEW.
No.
You know, he could be a little slower. I mean, what a great shot. I saw this beautiful shot of him with the sharpshooter on Drew.
Yeah.
And you look at him, you're like, he looks gnarly, this dude. He's big, he's tan. He's crazy looking. Yeah. I mean, it works. This definitely works. And he doesn't have to do a lot. He looks so much better than he did last year. I'll tell you that. He looks super healthy now.
I think because WWE has such such amazing facilities for these guys that they're in tip-top shape because they're encouraged to be.
Yeah.
You know, they're encouraged to be like, hey, whatever you guys need, which I feel like is such a different mentality than it was 25 years ago.
Well, 25 years ago was, you know, put a needle in your ass and you better look effing good. And we're giving you a piece of chicken at catering, you know?
Right. Now it's like, hey, listen, we got a gym here. We got gyms everywhere. Do whatever you got to do. Like, just look as good as possible. Take care of yourself. Be healthy for the road. What I think is going to happen is that at some point, AJ is going to come back, give him a new bracelet. And then they're going to throw the dog at Drew McIntyre, and that's going to be the next thing. Like a little bit of a nod to the brawl out.
Or he's going to throw the dog? Is he going to bite? Is somebody going to bite?
Drew's going to get bitten by Larry.
Bit by the dog?
And
by Larry?
You're going to get the return of the bracelet. And everybody's wearing bracelets. They need to sell the bracelet. That's the thing. You want to sell merch? CM Punk bracelets.
The dog apparently has no teeth left.
You're telling me your kids wouldn't want a CM Punk bracelet?
My kids love this match. They you know Taylor hates CM Punk.
Why?
Hates him. Like she at this point, if this 9-year-old child, this 8-year-old child had, if I found out that she had a secret account on Twitter, to bash CM Punk, I would believe it. Because so we went to that Garden show, and it was his second match in WWE, right? And he was doing that tour with Dominic, and she loves Dominic.
Yeah,
loves him. Loves Dom, and she doesn't understand why he's a heel. It's like one of those. Okay. She's like, no, I like him. I'm like, why? She's like, I don't know. I like Dominic.
Mullet.
I think it is the mullet. I think because he's so ridiculous looking with that mullet and mustache. You know, he looks like a baby, but with the mustache, he looks insane. So CM Punk beat him. And after that, turned off to CM Punk. Done. Doesn't care. How dare you beat my Dominic? And she got to meet him. She got to meet Dominic at the Garden. Met Rhea and Dominic, and my son called him Domino. Yeah. What up, Domino?
What's up, Domino?
Domino.
What's up, Domino? Where's Deuce?
Where's Deuce? What was the other one? Sherry? Cherry. Cherry was the...
I think it was Cherry.
Cherry.
Yeah.
Or Sherry. Cherry. I don't remember.
Cherry. I think it was Cherry.
Mixed tag match was next. Here we go. Speaking of Dominic. Dominic Mysterio.
This is fun.
And Liv Morgan were defeated by Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest. What are they called? The twins? The Tower Twins? The Terror
Twins. The Tower Twins. The Terror Twins.
I don't know.
This was fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Did you enjoy this?
Dude, I had so much fun with this match. What a fun match. Rhea's fantastic. Damian's... What chemistry? Again, all of them. Such chemistry in this match.
Oh, yeah.
They went... It was a nice, quick match. Under 15 minutes. 14:20. They got everything in. This is leading into another match, I'm sure. I want to see Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio Hell in a Cell. That's the match I want to see.
Oh, yeah, dude. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it won't... It can't happen. I just want to see her whip his ass for, like, you know, 10 minutes. That's all I need.
Yeah.
But obviously it won't happen. But it is... It is. They're coming as close as possible.
Well, like you said... There is an opportunity for a Hell in a Cell. Why not do Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley, Hell in a Cell? And that's where Dominic gets in, where he tries to interfere, and Rhea just destroys him.
Destroys, you know what? Love it.
Does a Mankind on him. He falls off the top of the cell through the table. And then he gets a bracelet.
Everybody gets a bracelet. There's a bracelet in every match. Main event, Gunther. Randy Orton went 35 minutes.
Great.
You know, Randy's fantastic. The crowd was so into this. Very unique crowd. They had about 13,500 in the building, right? 13,500, something like that, 13,200. It was announced that it was the highest grossing arena show of all time for the company, which is, I think that has a lot to do with the euro to dollar conversion.
Yeah.
Because... They did the Garden with 18,000 people, and it's a very expensive building, so I don't know what the average ticket price here could have been, but they made a killing. Gunther was the hometown hero. Randy is the legend. They were into everything in this match. What a slow... If this match took place in the 70s, I would believe you. Slow.
In the early 90s, man.
I mean, no high spots at all. You know what I mean? Like, everything. You know, Randy doesn't pick people up over his head. Did you know this?
Nah, he doesn't have to.
You know, he did an interview talking about it. He doesn't do... He was with Logan Paul, and I saw a clip of this. He was talking about how he's so paranoid over the shoulder injuries because he had so many in his career.
Yeah.
Like, he won't do a power bomb. He won't do, like, any of that stuff. He's like, I'll maybe do like a big scoop and a slam, but he barely does any of that, really. Everything is just holds.
There's a lot of cool things about this match. One, Ludwig Kaiser taking the microphone at the beginning and introducing Gunther.
Yeah, very cool.
You see Gunther's transformation over the years, kind of like the hometown hero. And also, the fact that Randy Orton is the size of a mountain, I find so captivating that this dude is, and he has said, he feels like he's in the prime of his career. For this guy to be, what, like a 20-year veteran, and he's main eventing an overseas show, kudos to him. Great match.
Yeah. Very good match. This was my favorite match of the night. Because it's my style. Yeah. I like Ace, you know, these kids and their flips.
These kids and their flips. What are they doing?
I'm turning into corny now. So many flips and high spots. I like this match. This was a really, you know, I like that there was a different style to this than what we're used to seeing. And we'll talk about NXT next because that was, you know, everything is so fast and choreographed, which is, well, we'll talk about.
It,
you know what? I have to tell you, the Zachary Wentz and Wes Lee match, I did not love. It was very choreographed. And I feel that way about a lot of these matches. But it really stood out to me.
I enjoyed it. It was also cool seeing the X Division Championship on NXT.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool.
What a world we live in. Also, I don't think, I wouldn't say you're turning into Cornette. I would like you to turn into the Jackie Mason of wrestling podcasting.
You want me to be like Jackie Mason?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Love it if you were just like, what are these kids doing?
What are these? The flips and the move? Let's talk about this. NXT tag titles, Supersonic Duo, which is Axiom and Nathan Frazier, defeated Chase U. Rich Holland would turn on Chase U after the match. So yeah. This is leading into something. Zachary Wentz and Wes Lee. Now, I'm super talented guys, okay?
Yeah.
It was a really good match, but it takes me out of it. It really does. When you start looking, and you know what? I got to tell you, you see this all the time in wrestling now.
Yeah.
Where it's, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next?
Well, let me ask you something. Were you kind of burnt out on this match because this style of match is pretty much overexposed over the last like few years?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you know what? It was very cool a couple years ago. Now it's very much like engraved in pro wrestling, you know, a lot of those back and forth spots. You know, like, oh, I go for an enziguri, you counter it, I roll back, you go for a drop kick, I dodge it. We do a, you know, and then I bounce off the ropes, I flip over you. Like, it's fine, but it's now used as just filler, you know? You take the, it's not special anymore. And that's my issue with it. I thought it was fine. Listen, very talented guys. No criticism of them. I'm just speaking about certain spots. Not my favorite. NXT Women's North American Championship. Kalani Jordan defeated Wendy Chu. This was very choreographed. Yeah. This was also another.
How do you feel about the new Wendy Chu character?
You know, it's very over at NXT, like in house. I don't know how it came over. Listen, I gotta support Wendy Chu. Queens kid, went to Cardoza High School.
Hey, yeah.
Part of my alum. No knock on her. It was just what it was. Obafemi, Tony D'Angelo, NXT North American Championship. Obafemi won. What did you think of this?
I really like Obafemi.
Me too.
Big time. Big time. I really like Obafemi, and I hope he makes it to the main roster. They do something really cool with him.
Yeah, I hope so, because there's something there for sure.
Yeah.
Someone that I'm very high on, Roxanne Perez.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Very She's high great. On Roxanne Perez. She is, there's something special there for sure. As
Absolutely.
A heel, as a baby face. They found somebody here. And, you know, you stand out, especially, you know, NXT is a developmental territory still, even though they're getting mm-hmm. mainstream exposure and they do tremendous viewership for what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of find these diamonds in the rough. She's one of those diamonds for sure.
I enjoy her style and her persona, but yeah. also she sells better than a lot of folks who are way older than she is, which I think is fantastic. Like,
yeah.
you can tell, like, oh yeah, like they're tape watching. Like, she's tape watching. You know, that's my perspective on it. You know, like, not to read into it too much, but I am. You can tell that she's like tape watching, picking stuff up, and I think she's going to go very far. And she'll be she'll be a great addition to SmackDown or Raw when the time comes.
You know, she's tiny. She's 5'1".
Yeah.
So you know, you could utilize that. You know, like, she's small enough that it becomes part mm-hmm. of it. Like, oh wow, she's this scrappy, smaller wrestler. But the personality is bigger than life, which I like. She's also Absolutely. 22 years old. She's very ahead. Like, for yeah, where absolutely. She should be, she is astronomically years ahead. And this leads mm-hmm. into the next feud she's going to be in. So this is probably the most newsworthy thing that came out of this. The lights yeah. went off, the arena filled with smoke, and here's Julia.
So what a look. Julia what a look. Great presence. Does Julia completely destroy Roxanne Perez, and Roxanne Perez just gets moved to SmackDown?
I don't know what you do there, because I got to tell you, like, Julia is... Julia is one of the best female wrestlers in the world. And
oh, absolutely.
She has a very... You know who else I'm very high on? Mina. Okay?
Yeah.
She is, like, incredible to me. Like, totally one of, like, my favorite acts mm-hmm. in wrestling. Julia is as well, I mean, for sure. And what a tremendous get for that company. And a long-term investment with Julia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She's dynamic. She's got that hard-hitting Japanese style. Dynamic worker.
I hope she's able to keep her style. You know, I'm hoping because,
yeah.
you know, we see people come over and they have a very specific style. And we see this happen with people that come from Mexico.
Yeah.
Which has happened many times. We see this happen from people from Japan. That they change mm-hmm. their style and it doesn't work. Kenta is one example. Kenta came here and he got so paranoid mm-hmm. about his style that it just didn't work for him. And he also got hurt yeah. and that didn't yeah. help either. Shinsuke Nakamura does not wrestle anywhere near the style, and nor should he, you know, for his own body.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He does not wrestle anywhere near the style that he did at the time. Mm-hmm. Either you adapt and it works, or you adapt and it looks like dog shit. And I don't think Julia is going to look bad. I think she's gonna do just fine, especially under the new leadership of that company.
Exactly. I think under that NXT tutelage, they're gonna bring more out of her, and they're gonna keep her protected physically. I think, you know.
Yeah. Main event, NXT Championship. Trick Williams as a special guest referee. Ethan Page defeated Joe Hendry.
Hendry. I love this match.
Dude, you know what? Good on Ethan Page. Good on Joe Hendry. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Dude, we used to see Ethan Page at La Boom for Evolve.
Yeah.
Murdering yeah. Darby Allin every time we went.
Good for him, too, because he took to transform himself into, like, physically a completely different person.
He looks totally different. Yeah. You know, it didn't work as well as I had hoped for him in AEW. I really wanted him to do more. It didn't happen. I think he needed this little WWE sprinkle on him to kind of, allow him to become what he is now. What did you think of the match?
I enjoyed the match. Also, a little nod to Ethan Page, too, for not sitting in catering and collecting a paycheck and saying, like, hey, listen, you guys aren't doing shit with me. Like, I'm out of here, you know? And then, boom, NXT champ, right? So I enjoyed the match a lot. My favorite part of the match, and this is such a weird niche thing, the end sequence when Trick slid in to catch the referee's hand on the three count.
Oh, so good.
My favorite part of that match.
Yeah.
He slid in so picture perfectly. And then that whole ending of Joe Hendry getting kicked in the nuts and, you know, Ethan Page win, Ethan Page smiling in Trick Williams' face saying, like, I did it. F you, basically. Great moment. And also, this is one of those things where Joe Hendry seemingly came out of nowhere, and he is one of the most over guys on a roster that's not even his.
Yeah. A lot of people thought that Josh Alexander was going to show up, and they were disappointed. Cool. Dude, we love him. I mean, what a great guy. Good main event. Here we go. Although Josh Alexander not showing up was a missed opportunity, in my opinion. Listen, I want to see Josh Alexander prosper in wrestling. You know, we've had him on the show a couple times. Like, a really nice guy. And, you know, the business needs people like that. And especially also tremendous talent. I mean, great act, great talent. He's really, really good. Monday Night Raw last night. This was the debut of Joe Tessitore. He was joined by Wade Barrett on commentary. What did you think of Tessitore on commentary? I think he did really well.
I agree with you. I think he, I would say, like, honestly, as far as last night went, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, you know what? He's going to evolve. He's going to do better. But for someone that is not a wrestling guy, per se, he's a sports-based commentator, he was able to kind of fit in there.
Yes.
I'm hopeful. I'm high on him. You know, there were a lot of other people that they brought in that I could immediately tell. I'm like, it doesn't do it for me. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
As a broadcaster myself, as a 15-year broadcaster. Adam, who?
And a 15-year-old, Mike Adamly.
Mike Adamly never was going to work. No, but even like the last group of guys that they brought in, who was the one that they released that was doing it?
The only guy I could think of was Mauro, and I wish Mauro was still around.
Mauro Ranallo, the problem with Mauro was he was a commentator that was very different. Jimmy Smith, that's the one. Yeah, Jimmy Smith I mean, he was fine, but it just didn't click. It didn't sound. Kevin Patrick was another one, didn't click. I think Kevin Patrick over Jimmy Smith, to be honest, if I'm gonna go in an order, but Adnan. Yeah, Verk, that's another one. And that was not good at all. There you go. That's the one. Kevin Patrick wasn't terrible. Right? Is that the right one I'm thinking of? He was okay. Kevin Patrick, let's see. I'm gonna Google search the name Kevin Patrick, and I'm just gonna get a bunch of random Kevin Patricks here. Yeah, Jimmy Smith, Kevin Patrick, I think they got a good one here.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Great commentary. I think, and it's his first Raw. It's only going to get better.
It's only going to get better. I'll support him here. Yeah. You want to run down Raw?
Rhea Ripley kicked off the show, said she wanted another shot at the Women's Championship. Dom comes out. Dom is nuclear heat. Do you consider Dom's heat go home heat, or do you consider it just like, holy shit, this guy knows how to be a heel? And then when that baby face turn comes, boy, lordy.
No, I think the crowd is having so much fun with him being a heel. I think they
for your heel?
Yeah. I think it's real heat. I don't think it's go home heat. Amazing, right? Because you remember when he debuted in that company, he was very like, oh, he's a Nepo baby. He only has a spot because of his dad. There's nothing special about him. And, you know, unfortunately for him, he had to go through all of that live on television during the pandemic.
Exactly.
And then they just switched it. And he's evolved into this great character.
Yeah. And it's so great that they still bring up the Eddie stuff every so often. His whole gimmick is a tribute to Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that Eddie's his real father, and he looks just like Eddie now.
He's lying, he's cheating, he's stealing. He's got an effing mullet that goes from like his head to Jupiter. Amazing.
Dude, they did the China gimmick. They did the Eddie and China gimmick. I mean, they're just recycling really interesting things from the 90s. And obviously, listen, who's in charge there? You know? Mm-hmm. Who's in charge? Of course
they're
going to
be back, baby.
The 90s. You know what? I sometimes sit there and I just watch 90s commercials, and my kids are awed by the 90s and they think it's the greatest time ever. And I'm like, it was the greatest time ever. No one gave a shit about anything. Everything was fun.
Well, because we didn't have the real internet. We weren't connected as much. You know, what are you going to go on a forum and say, like, oh, I hate Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, you know what it was? I would go on the forums. I would go on those forums. And you know what? You know what I would think? This guy's an idiot. He's on the internet. What kind of dweeb is writing forum posts? Which I was one of those dweebs, by the way. I would write a constantly. I was on forums.
I used to, and this is where we are, young middle age. But one of my favorite parts of the 90s is I would call my girlfriends from public payphones, all their houses. Be like, if they didn't pick up, I'd be like, listen, I'm going to be at this phone for the next 10 minutes. Here's the number, and just wait by the phone like a weirdo.
Hi, Mr. Mangelli. Is Shannon home?
No, I'm at 212-515-3330. I'm standing in front of the Chrysler building.
Call me.
I'll be here in 5 minutes. Call me.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, what else do we have? Yeah, Dom interrupted. Liv, okay. Rhea would chase after Dom. All right, they're just continuing this. American Maid defeated Alpha Academy. After the match, Chad Gable cut a promo on Uncle Howdy, and he said next week they wanted to face the Wyatt Six in an 8-person tag. Uncle Howdy accepted with his first live promo. Is this running its course?
I'm with it. I think they need to inject a little more madness into it.
A little bit more madness. Shayna Baszler defeated Zelina Vega. Lyra Valkyria will come out to save for the save after the match. Pure Fusion Collective beats them both down. The Pure Fusion Collective. What a terrible name. PFC. All right. Damian needs to find a tag partner. Rhea says she has someone in mind. So this is interesting. CM Punk says he's glad to be on the other side of the strap match. He calls Gunther and says he's ready for the world championship. He wants an opportunity. And just as he says that, he gets attacked on the announce table after the promo. Drew McIntyre beats him up. He takes the bracelet off for the last time and breaks it and stuffs it in Punk's mouth.
Yeah.
Now, MG, I know you really want to talk about this, so this is your 30 seconds that you're allowed on this show. Where was that bracelet prior?
That was in, I believe it was in McIntyre's ball sack 3 days ago.
On Sunday.
3 days earlier.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Right. On Saturday, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Listen, I guess it's, maybe he washed it. We had an Intercontinental number one contendership match, Ilya Dragunov versus Dragon Lee. And Dominic Mysterio.
Yo, Dragon Lee looks awesome.
Yo, he's great. But, you know, I have to tell you, there was a spot here, okay? They did that choreographed exchange, and it fell apart. Did you notice that? They kind of like...
I was in and out.
Okay? So, you got to find it. It's all over online, right? People loved it. And the crowd was chanting, this is awesome. It fell apart. And you're like, wow, this is so... Listen, it happens, right? Things like that happen.
These are
all tremendous talents in the ring. But my thing was more with the crowd. Like, I don't ever dwell on, like, the F-ups. Like, listen, wrestling is... For anybody that has never done it, you really should see how this is done and attempt it if you really are that obsessed with wrestling.
Exactly.
Because it is such a difficult thing to do. Okay, it's sports, it's physical, it's choreographed. You're getting hit. I mean, Kyle, our buddy Kyle, he's a former pro wrestler, and whenever he comes over, everybody has a couple drinks. And
1,000, baby.
And he starts chopping the soul out of people. And did he gig last time? No, he took the beer cans and started smashing it on his head, and he busted open, and he bled all over Silvana.
He did bleed a little bit all over the place.
Yeah,
dad's party.
At my dad's birthday party, yeah, he was bleeding all over the place. But, like, you know, like, we were, like, a couple of people, they're like, oh, how do you do this? How do you do it? And he was showing them, and they're like, holy shit, like, this is very physical. It fell apart, the exchange that they had. And the crowd started chanting, this is awesome. And I'm like, wow, you know what? They love everything. This crowd loves everything that this company is doing. It's no longer, going to Monday Night Raw and being bored. It's, you are there, whatever they've done, you know, over the last 2 or 3 years has really conditioned the audience to really enjoy themselves and have a good time. Very different.
Remember. I agree with you 100% because there were times where, like, Monday Night Raw would be filled with "this is boring" chants.
You know what? I want to think. You know what? We have a tremendously brilliant audience here watching the show. When was the last time you remember that happening? Has it happened post-pandemic?
I think post-pandemic crowd has been on a high since getting live wrestling back.
Maybe it eliminated a lot of those people, you know?
Maybe one or two things. I want to say the Rusev Bobby Lashley stuff.
I don't remember much. Oh, the cuckolding.
Cuckolding angle. I want to say people were...
That's pre-pandemic.
...moving on it live. Was it pre-pandemic?
Yeah. That's when Heyman was put in charge and Bischoff was put in charge.
No. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was still pretty rough until mid or late 2022. I'm just trying to remember when the last time we saw, like, a crowd in WWE. Like, Io Sky and DeVille a month ago got a "this is boring" chant. Interesting. Oh, wow. Anthony with the response there. Look at that.
Interesting. All right, cool.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. Listen, Dragon Lee is so fantastic. And, you know, done right, they could have another Rey Mysterio masked guy. They should start selling this heavily as that. He is.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, to be honest, one of my favorite talents at this, you know, for years. He's been great. And I think Dragunov is great. They had a little issue with one spot, but. Amazing. I like seeing Dragunov on because he has a very different presence. He wrestles a very different way, and I'm glad that he's kept it. Women's tag team title number one contendership match, the Unholy Union. Alba Fire and Dawn defeated Damage Control, which was Io Sky and Kairi Sane. This was okay. You saw that spot?
Yeah.
Kairi's eye.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So there was a spot here where, who was it? She jumped on Bianca, right? So she's on the top. So she's on the top rope. Bianca's on the outside. Who pulled her? Was it Fire or Dawn? It's one of them. I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to jump on Bianca. She pulls Bianca. Bianca gets pulled by one of them. And Bianca realized, oh, my God, she's about to crash and burn on the table. So she tries to save her. But in the process of saving her, I guess Kairi hit her face on the table.
Yeah.
Her eye was bleeding, like pouring blood.
Oh, yeah.
It was gnarly. It was. I hope she's okay. It looked nasty.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Looked nasty. She grabbed to save her. I mean, she really, and no blame on Bianca. I saw some people like, oh, Bianca. No blame. I mean, Bianca saw what was about to happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, in-ring intuition, right? Like, this is something that you learn.
Yeah.
And it would have been, I don't know where she would have hit. It would have been bad. I mean, it didn't look like she was going to make the entire table, but it looked like her entire head was going to crash on that corner, and Bianca softened it a bit. It, you know, she's fine, apparently, but yikes.
Good.
Yeah, that was
big yikes.
That was rough. You know, again, it happens. It happens. Gunther came out for his promo to celebrate that he has he won on Saturday. And you know what? Just like our producer, MG, predicted on Sunday, yeah. Sami Zayn will be the next opponent.
I'm Sammy very cool with that.
You know what? I think that's a great filler match. I think Sammy is great.
Absolutely.
Whoever that guy is that takes it off of Gunther, whether it's CM Punk, whether it's Seth Rollins, whether it's, you know, whoever, Drew McIntyre, whoever else they come up with. Sammy justified a title shot based on his IC title reign. Okay. So we got it. I'm into this.
I'd be cool with this. I'd be cool if Sammy wins and then you get Sammy versus Punk at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have we seen that before?
Sammy versus Punk? Did we ever see that on the independents?
Did they overlap?
Well, they were friends. Like, no. They may have, because did El Generico ever wrestle CM Punk? Let's see. El Generico versus CM Punk.
Maybe there was a loose overlap, but I don't think so.
Maybe there was a loose overlap. No, I don't think so. Because I know that they were friends for a while, because there was a old school shoot interview that CM Punk did about going to a concert with Sammy. And they were saying, like, oh, Sammy is, like, in a best way, like, very annoying. He's the same personality outside of the ring, like, as he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kyrie did post a photo of her stitches and her eyelid popped. That's what happened. Jesus Christ, okay. That could have been really bad. I'm always devastated, like, afraid of eye issues. Do you know about my eye anxiety?
Yes.
Do you know about this?
No.
It's another one of my neuroses. I have very sensitive eyes.
Okay.
And I wear contact lenses. And if the wind blows wrongly, my eyes get very irritated. And now it's a struggle of, do I keep the contact lens in and stay and I could see, or do I risk an eye infection?
Do you have glasses?
I do, but I never wear them.
Do you take them with you?
I actually don't have I haven't had a pair of glasses that I put on in 12 years.
Oh, you need those backups, man.
I get headaches. No, I can't. Any kind of pressure on my nose or my ears gives me a terrible migraine. I can't wear any kind of glasses.
Wow.
No sunglasses, nothing. I can't do any of it.
That's wild.
Yeah. So I have eye anxiety. Okay. Let's add that to the list.
High eye anxiety.
High eye anxiety. We got an Intercontinental Championship number one contendership match. Braun Strowman defeated Sheamus and Ludwig Kaiser. So we're going to get a meat match between Braun Breaker and Braun Strowman. Too many Brauns. Who allowed this?
Not Brauns. Bronson Reed. Braun
Bronson
Strowman,
Reed,
Braun
Breaker.
That's your team right there. Triple B.
You know,
the Braun boys.
The new dummies. You know, I forgot.
By the way,
that's a Madman joke. Yeah, we came up with this concept years ago that Braun Strowman was going to put together a stable, and he was just looking for the dumbest people ever. So he was going to have a group
for
of dummies.
A team of dummies.
I'm looking for a team of dummies.
Somebody I could do the choo choo with.
So we got a main event.
I'll do the choo choo.
I'll do the choo choo. Damian Priest and Jey Uso. Yeet. defeated Judgment Day, Finn Balor, JD McDonagh. This is obviously leading to a Damian Priest and Finn Balor match, which I'm looking forward to.
Same here. I kind of want Finn Balor to change the name of Judgment Day to Judgment Club.
Yeah, Judgment Club. Ooh, Judgment Club. All right. You know
great,
what?
Yeah.
The Judgy Club is my stable.
The ju-
you want to see our pose? Do you want to see what we all do?
Yeah.
At the end of every promo? We're like, and you're coming to the ring with those shoes? The Judgy Club.
You're very tan, by the way.
Dude, yesterday I just laid out. That's how I got the COVID out of me.
You're exceptionally tan today.
If people only knew how unwell I am, I went outside and I started screaming at the sun. And this is something my wife experienced. And I'm like, the powers! Eliminate this virus from my... And I'm like chanting this in my yard, screaming at the sun to take away the virus that I have. Talking about COVID, Bronson...
Alex,
yeah.
I was going to say, you and Alex are the only two people I know that haven't even tan.
Oh, totally even. Not one tan line on like his body.
Insanely even tan. Like, first of all, I get red. But whatever skin colors I possessed, totally uneven.
Yeah, I've worked very hard this year on becoming Tandrew again. I missed it last year, but Tandrew's back.
Tandrew's back, baby.
Tandrew's back, baby. Some side notes. Bronson Reed was off the show because he has COVID. Everybody has COVID again. Before the show, this is interesting. Odyssey Jones was removed from the WWE roster. I reached out to someone in WWE. It looks like he's gone for whatever reason. I was not given any reason why he was removed from the roster. They said, yep, he's out of the roster, and it was not a glitch. Same as Sean's report and same as Dave Meltzer's.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All Out on Sunday. Very excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll touch on this. And guys, let's do a Q&A. We'll do a 10-minute Q&A. Right?
Let's do a 10-minute Q&A.
Yeah.
We'll do all that, and then we'll answer a few questions, and then we'll get out of here nice and tight.
Yeah, nice and tight. All right. We got MJF Daniel Garcia, Steel Cage match, Swerve Strickland, Adam Page. I'm looking forward to both of these matches. Chicago Street Fight, Willow Nightingale and Chris Statlander. Am I mistaken? This was for the CMLL title, and it is no longer for the CMLL title. All right? Wasn't that the rumor? All Out is Saturday. I'm so sorry. It's a Saturday show. The 8th is Sunday because football is back. Thank God we got a Saturday show.
You love football.
Wait, you're coming over Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Good. Ooh, nice.
Yes.
It's Interdeacon's 30th birthday.
I'll probably leave before the
I know.
Thing starts.
It's okay. Yeah, me too. I'm probably leaving before it starts, too.
Yeah, melt down before it starts. But you love football, so you're happy about that.
Oh, yeah, I love football.
It's a big football fan, I know, Andrew Darien.
That's my sport. Football is my sport.
I love it.
The New Jersey Giants and the New Jersey Jets, my favorite teams.
He always calls me up, and he's like, hey, touchdown, right? I love football.
Oh, CML said no Street Fight. Okay. That's why it happened. Thank you, Joel Pearl. Another man that loves football. Joel loves football.
Thanks, JP. Oh, huge football fan. Canadian football, though.
I had a friend named JP, and he would introduce himself as, my name is JP from 193. He lived on 193rd Street.
Classic.
And I go, you're an idiot. Chicago Street Fight, Willow Nightingale, Chris Statlander. AW International Championship, Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay versus Pac. This was, what did you think of that Poison Rana by Pac onto Will Ospreay?
Very cool. I'm happy to see Pac doing something. And I like the fact that they are teasing Ricochet Ospreay part 3.
Yeah. I want to see that. And main event, AW World Championship. Brian Danielson and I'm sorry, we got Mercedes Moné and Shida for the TBS title. Forgot to put that on there. Do we have a Mariah Mee match coming up or no on this card? They're doing that on Wednesday, so that'll that's on Wednesday. An AEW World Championship, Brian Danielson, Jack Perry, the match that people are very upset about, or some people think it's great. I say just let things play out and see where it goes. That's my advice about that match.
Exactly.
Hey, how about this, Wink? How about we play this out? How about we let it play out and see where it goes?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do.
Everybody gets upset, guys. You know, there was so much stupid crap that happened in wrestling before Twitter. And if for everything that people didn't like, if you came out and said this is stupid, this is bad, we would miss out on a lot of key angles and a lot of key stuff. You need to have something happen before you lead to the big blow off. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
Patience. Oh, hold on. You're not on mic? MG has a question. Okay.
No. So I just want your guys' thoughts on the Jon Moxley character.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm.
I hope it's who I want it to be.
Shame.
I really, and listen, I don't know. I have no idea. I really want it to be Shane. I really, really want it to be Shane.
So he unceremoniously leaves Blackpool Combat Club. Blackpool Combat Club gets Pac as his replacement, right? He shows up with Marina Shafir, tries to get her over, and is he doing like a Bloodsport like kind of thing?
Is
Josh from Bloodsport gonna jump ship? Is he gonna come over? Is Shane gonna come over? Like, what's he doing?
You if you do a Bloodsport thing, right? Like, Marina Shafir is perfect for that, right? And then maybe Josh Barnett could come in. Shane had Raw Underground. he loves MMA and he wanted to buy the UFC years and years ago. I mean, do you work that into it? The moment where Jon Moxley goes, this is not your company anymore, right? Tony should have been like, yeah, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I'm not Tony Khan. Are you okay?
He should have been like, wrong Tony, bud.
I know it's not. BSCC, the Bloodsport Combat Club.
I thought Moxley looked good. Great little kind of comeback form with Marina Shafir. She looked like a million bucks.
Yeah.
Who else are they going to recruit?
I don't know.
Steve Blackman.
Steve Black. Ken Shamrock.
Steve Urkel. Ken Shamrock.
Steve Urkel. Yeah, he's old back, right? Stefan.
All the Steves.
Remember, he went through the time machine, Steve. And now he's Stefan. Maybe Copeland. Cool. Maybe he's Copeland cool joins. Right? He's cool now, yeah. Stefan's cool. I don't know, but I'm very interested to see where this goes. Someone wrote to me. He's like, you're perpetuating something that you don't even know to be true. I said, I'm not perpetuating anything. All I wrote was, I want it to be Shane. I want to see what that happens. I think that's so wacky and wonky. I'm into it. I'm manifesting. Stop manifesting things.
Disinformation, you journalist.
I'm not a journalist.
You effing journalist.
You effing.
No, you're. What was your radiologist? What was your thing?
I'm a radiologist.
Yeah,
I'm not a journalist. I'm just I'm a radiologist.
Practitioner.
I'm a general practitioner. No. I'm a general practitioner.
General practitioner.
Yeah, Dr. Zarian. Nice to meet you,
Dr. Z. So, guys. Darby, the Darby thing's cool. I forgot that was the add-on where he was like, Darby Allin, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens here. All right.
You're not Sting's son, you're my son.
You're my son. Let's do Q&A. Q&A time. Yeah. I got like 7 minutes here and I got a bizounce. So submit your questions in the chat. If you want us to answer them, hit the super chat button. It helps us. We pay our producers. MG's only eating bread and water and drinking water at this point. He's digging himself, he's banished into starvation. So,
well,
send us your pennies.
Keep him. That's why you keep him locked up in the basement.
Yeah, I mean, where do you feed him? Where else is he gonna go?
Sometimes I sneak him a little mac and cheese, and then I go, shh, don't tell Andrew. give us your questions, and don't forget from the top of the show, give us your Andrew questions on how he deals with things and what he thinks of things.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
This is from We got a super chat here from Paul Anthony Moss. Do you think if Mox keeps recruiting new members, they'll all have previous WWE ties, maybe culminating with Shane? I like that. I like that idea.
You know what? The greatest name in the comments section here, Paul Anthony Moss. People get so upset when I'm like, I want Shane. They're like, why? I'm like, because I do. Why not?
Yeah.
Do something different. Do something weird. Do something wacky. You know, high profile name, great experience. You could pick his brain. I mean, having somebody there at your TV is a positive. That's been around. I mean, the most successful promotion of all time in the history of professional wrestling. Why wouldn't you want to have this ability to have his ear on things and or have his opinion on things, whether it's good or bad? It doesn't matter. He has an experience that nobody else on this freaking planet has, and that's being Vince's son.
Exactly.
And again, listen, I know there's a lot of negativity towards Vince, rightfully so, but you don't. That shouldn't be reflective of Shane or Stephanie. I think it would be very interesting because he's very beloved by talent.
He's very beloved by talent. She seems like a really nice guy too.
When the time
and
is
also,
right.
Also, one side note.
Yeah. Let me just say this. When the time is right, we'll go into that whole Royal Rumble story that came out about him a couple years ago. Okay?
Yes.
When the time is right.
So, side note also, Mox is coming out with his Death Rider theme, which is the New Japan.
Yeah, very cool.
So you're kind of getting like a more, this is like Fight Club Mox, I guess.
Fight Club Mox, yeah. I guess so.
Let's see. This is from Mod Revolve. So TV announcement at All Out, right?
It depends when it's completed. The last thing I was told is that the lawyers have it. So, I can tell you that. Let me word this, okay? I don't know for All Out. I think it would be an appropriate time, but I do think that they're up for another announcement coming. You know, they're going to do something, and this has to be a coordinated effort, right, between WBD's PR department, their marketing team, AEW. Once the contract is done and everything is signed and dotted, there's just stuff. But I will tell you this. I mean, I have a great relationship with a lot of people in that company, AEW too, but WBD.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of these guys regularly, and it's a very casual time. I mean, I'm friends with certain people there. I don't think the discussion around AEW in 2025 and 2026 would be happening if this wasn't done in principle or agreed upon, right? Now we're just dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, but like I've had conversations with people there about certain programming that they're going to be working on. You don't do that with a product that you don't believe is on your station or part of your network in, what are we, October, November, December, in 4 months. Less than 4 months. So you don't invest effort and time to do this. Also, Tony booking Wembley again in 2026 would not be happening if he wasn't confident that he will be on Warner, he will be on this, he will be doing, you know, these are all, I mean, I don't think about 2026 with my job if I don't have a guarantee. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's how I am, and I think that's how most people are. You're not jumping 24 months ahead when you're uncertain about 3 months from now.
Yeah.
So whether it comes at All Out, maybe it comes the following week, it's coming. It's just a matter of when, and it's imminent. If you take imminent as a month, 2 months, I mean, imminent could mean, those were the words that was used to me. And that's what Tony said also. So we'll see.
It's happening.
It's happening. It's happening. I think it's ridiculous to think it's not happening. Listen, I forget about all the detractors on Twitter, right? Like, you could for anybody to sit there and to create a hate page and to post, you know, 15 to 20 posts a day poo-pooing on something that you are not at all financially invested in.
Or privy to
is very bizarre behavior. Like, if I didn't do this, this is therapy for me. That's why I talk about wrestling. We talk about this all the time. I don't make money from this. I don't really attempt to make money from this. We have made money from this. And all the money has gone to the producers. Whatever we make has gone to producers. Or, you know, we have the Google chat and we split it. Rich and I split it. And, like, Rich's time is valuable. I pay the staff with my half. Like, I don't make money from this. I don't because I don't want to ruin something I really enjoy by making it a job. I tend to do that in life. So I would not do this if I didn't do a show. I have no financial connection to doing sitting on Twitter. Nobody would ever hear from me. I would not be on social media. I would live my life.
Yeah.
I would be gone. I have no interest in seeing it. But, you know, there are detractors online, and it sometimes it's orchestrated as a group effort. Sometimes it's just really bad opinions. And by the way, some of those detractors, they have some valid points. I just don't see a world where you could post 20 times a day or 15 times a day. What do you do? What do you do for, like, is this on your mind all day? That's really bad.
It makes it seem like that.
I don't think about wrestling when I'm not doing this. I think about every other thing happening in my life. Mm. Like X-Men. By the way, can I show you my comics?
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll save that for Matt.
Yeah, please.
I'll save that for Matt.
Sure.
All right, let's go.
You want to do a few more questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
What is going on from Ed Toro? What is going on with Dan Housen and AEW? He's not injured, and it's nearly a year since he's been on television. He's right here.
There he is. He's over here, too. He's up there. Hold on. Where?
You got him, too?
No, this is a King Diamond figure.
Well, oh, is it? Let me see it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it is him.
The little King Diamond figure.
Yeah, it is him. I don't know. His last appearance, I think, was World's End. What a fun gimmick. I don't think he should ever wrestle. Like, I think he should just be on TV and doing his thing, doing this. That's it. That's all you utilize him for. I don't know why he's not utilized. There's something about the character. Like, there's something. He is a vampire-ish Pee Wee Herman. And I'm no insult.
Yeah, he's like a horror host. Dan Housen the NXT. Dan Housen the NXT. Make it happen.
For Halloween Havoc?
Oh, love it.
You know what I want to see? Talking about here, I'll give a little. And do you know how many things I pitch to these WBD people that are so wacky? Like, we, you know, like, we're friends. I know. So I'm like, I want Dan Housen to host a horror show on TBS, like a midnight horror show during Halloween.
Yes.
They've done that before. Yes. Didn't they do the monster movie Mayhem, whatever the hell it was called?
Yeah,
bring it back. Let me tell you something about dinner and a movie, okay? I'll tell you something about it off the air. Do you know how many times I've sat down and I've gotten people loaded in front of me and I have been saying, you know what you need to bring back is dinner and a movie. You know what you need to bring back? Dinner and a movie. Remember dinner and a movie?
You're mesmerizing people.
I mesmerize. And guess what? It's coming back.
Let's see.
Yep.
All right. What else do we got here?
Not that I've watched it. I have not watched dinner and a movie.
This is from I Love Dogs. Do you think we'll see Evolution 2 next year?
Women, I don't think so. I'm asked this every year. Okay. And at first I was saying, I think that would be a great idea to do it again. I don't think so.
Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. This is from Armand. You ready?
Yeah.
I think, question, what are your do's and don'ts for airplane flight?
Got it. Perfect. Okay. The only time I'll tell you, sleeves required. Okay. Sleeves required. No
full
open
sleeves?
Toe shoes. Full, okay. It could be a t-shirt. No open toe shoes ever.
Okay. Yeah.
No. I don't want. Ugh. Yuck. Toes?
Yeah.
Feet?
On the plane.
Yeah.
It's plane gross. Planes are like the subway in the air, by the way.
I hate seeing like shopping bags on a flight.
Okay. Instead of luggage.
Instead of the luggage. Yeah. Like the carry-on is like a shopping bag. Disgusting. Okay. Can't get anything else.
Okay.
Eating-wise, you know what? Get a coffee. You could get a coffee. Okay. Soda? No. You don't need soda on a flight.
Okay.
You could do without the soda.
Or anywhere. Yeah.
Or anywhere. Soda. I hate soda. Now, yeah. flavored seltzers, great.
Okay.
A Coca-Cola?
Like a Spindrift.
A Coca-Cola? Here's how it works. Twice a year, you get to do a Coca-Cola. Nothing more than that.
If you're an adult.
Twice a year. Never with a straw. I don't want to see a grown adult drinking a Coca-Cola out of a straw.
Okay.
Taking that away from you guys.
This is flight specific. Or in general.
Oh no, sorry. I'm just going into my vortex of things that I look at people.
So if you see somebody on a flight, an adult on a flight, drinking a Coke out of a can with a straw, do you start freaking out?
I look at him like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
The new thing that I've seen is people without headphones on their phones just blasting away TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Last two flights, because the Wi-Fi's been a little too good. Blasting away TikTok on the flight. That's insane. I don't like to be around people. People are disgusting. They're all dumb. Most people you meet in life, really stupid. Okay? You walk down the street, I look at people and I go, I wonder how smart that person is. Doesn't matter how you're dressed, doesn't matter how wealthy you are. I just question it.
I'm
going to tell you. I'm going to tell 100%, you. 100%. Okay. I judge every book by the cover.
By the cover. Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't talk about it. I had a meeting. Okay. I had a meeting with somebody. It's non-wrestling. I had a meeting with somebody, and this person is very wealthy. I mean, if you told me, I don't know his net worth, but if you told me he's worth, in the tens of millions, I'd believe you. Very successful, wealthy person. And I was asked to come in as a consultant on something that they were working on. And I sat down with this person, and within 3.5 minutes, all I wanted to ask him was, how did you gain so much success in what you do? Because you're a big, fat dummy. I've never met someone that was so stupid and slobbish in my life. And this man is a highly successful person. I couldn't hear anything other than my thoughts about what a dummy this man is.
And this is a work meeting.
You know, I'm losing my mind. I think that's what's... I'm slowly going into this vortex of annoyance with everybody. Yeah, no, this was a work meeting, not for a consulting gig that they wanted to hire me on.
I think after you turned 40, this is when it got really ramped up.
You know what? I go in and out. I see hope in humanity, and then very quickly it gets taken away from me.
There's a hair of hope. You're above the level, but then somebody could ruin that hair and pull it right out from under you.
It just very quick it goes. Let's go to another question.
this is the spiraling with Andrew Zarian.
Spiraling.
All right, we did the Dan House, and this is from Michael Frazzanelli. Do you think bringing in Shane could give TK a kayfabe reason to not be involved as much for football season? Smart. And may have Shane be in charge for some time and whoever else to help with creative.
That's a great question, Michael. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think Shane is the creative guy. I do think, however, on the business side of things, like merch, right? There's only been one company that has successfully been able to do merch for their wrestlers to the level of superstardom, and that's WWE. They came out with the action figures. Obviously, AEW does that, but that was a big part. The T-shirt designs are a big part. Did you hear that AEW hired some like actual designers now for the merch?
Oh, great.
Which is great.
Yeah,
you know, a black T-shirt with the words 316 written on it changed the world. A black T-shirt with the words NWO, which was probably the only successful WCW T-shirt product that they ever launched. But that all comes from, and that led to Bullet Club, you know, a Bullet Club T-shirt. I don't have AEW T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Me neither. I do not have a single AEW T-shirt. I got a ton of New Japan shirts with the same guys.
Yeah,
but no AEW shirts. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I never thought about that. I also have like a few WWE shirts too.
Yeah, so I think that'll help him. I think someone like Shane, as far as the logistics go, because he would have a good understanding of that. That's another person you could bring in. Listen, you know, it's a very unique business. And are there more qualified people out there? I'm sure, but who's more qualified than someone that has been in the business and doing it for so many years? I don't know if they're even looking at bringing him in on that level. Shane has a bunch of projects. I know certain people that have worked on stuff with Shane, and everything is so, everybody speaks so highly of him. This man was in a helicopter crash and he survived. Nice, remember that?
Oh my God! Yeah.
I think he would be an asset and not hurt the company.
I agree with that. I think, you know, have him as on air and not in a management position, but as an on air personality and talent, forget it. Somebody put together somebody sent it to me the other day. It was all the bumps Shane took in WWE. And my God, this guy was unstoppable.
He's his father's
son. Like the bumps and the Van Terminators that he used to do.
He stole the Van Terminator.
Yeah. But he stole that. He did it great, dude. Yeah. Like, because he was always like a bigger, chunky guy, so it just looked like a cannonball was coming at you.
And I, you know, remember WWE uses a 20-foot ring. ECW is using like a 16-foot ring, right? It was a smaller ring. Yeah. It wasn't a large ring. So Van Damme had a little bit of an advantage with that. Shane was just rocketing himself with the hopes that he hits it.
I think maybe once he sort of missed it, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Like,
I think it was the garbage pail one. He missed it.
He would hit those Van Terminators like nobody's business, man.
Yeah.
Like, name for a move.
All right. Give
you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do two more.
Okay. This is a good one. Brian Knight, should Trick beat Ethan Page for the title on the first CW NXT show?
I think that'd be big. Yeah. I think that would. What? Ethan just got the title, but I guess you could put it on. You could flip flop it back and forth.
Yeah.
You could do something really unique where, you know, he beats Ethan Page on the first one, and then when they're in St. Louis for the second show, he gets it back.
He gets it back?
Yeah. Oh, man, I hope so. Yeah. You know what? Say that again. Why don't you pot yourself up when you're talking and giving ideas?
Because I'm trying to be stealth.
Okay, now you're muted. Now nobody will hear. You're muted now. It's over. It's over.
Over. It's over.
This is why you need to get paid, okay? Go ahead, MG.
I think it would make a difference.
So the second, the St. Louis show, I think, should be Julia Roxanne for the title.
I think that's a great idea.
For your debuter.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I think Randy's going to take that at the St. Louis show.
All right, let's let's go 5 minutes. Let's go 5 minutes. All right, more questions. Come on, I'm having fun.
Let's see. See cool. Any heat on Britt Baker's performance based on the All In match from Mercedes or others backstage? There has been a little reference to the match. There's been little reference to the match on TV since All In.
Not heat. I wouldn't say that. But I think some people. I mean that conversation around, like, should Britt been on TV and had a couple more matches beforehand, I understand that. I don't know what her level of ready at that point was. I don't think it was a terrible match. I don't think it was a great match. I think it was I'd like to see them do it again. Because Mercedes, by the way, has been having some tremendous matches. That match with Momo was great. I very much liked it. She's feeling so much more comfortable now. You know, it takes a while. It takes a little bit. You're changing stuff around. When you out of your traditional cycle of this is what we do and this is who I'm working with and this is the type of person I work with, it's almost like a reset. And I think the same went for Britt. I think they have two very different styles and they've never worked together before. And they did. And Britt was hurt for a while. And so was Mercedes. She just came back too. So I think it was just a perfect storm of things just not sitting right. I don't attack talent ever, actually. But I rarely do it I'll talk about things that I don't like. But if you are TV and you've been on TV for so long and you have shown that you have this ability to have really good matches, I'm not going to poo-poo on you for one really bad match or one mediocre match. I don't think there was any heat on Britt for that. I think it was just, okay, you know what? They went out there, they did their thing. It didn't. The placement of the match also really affected it. You got to put that into account also. No excuses, but you got to put that into account.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
All right. This is a great quote. This is from Big Man Dogs. Andrew spiraling out of control about his pet peeves is one of the best segments.
There's so many of them, too. Like, this is...
Could we do a segment called Pet Peeves with Andrew Z's?
Pet Peeves with Andrew Z's. You know what? Jess gets that every night.
I like that.
I think people are now seeing the real Andrew Zarian. Rich has seen it for many, many years.
It's funny, too. I think that's the reason why we click so well, because I am the complete opposite.
The most laid back. Rich is the most laid back person in my life. I mean, he's always whatever, let's do it. Like, it's never. He's pumped for anything. While I come up with a plan, and then I try to come up with a reason why I made a mistake by doing this plan.
It's always, you're always like, do you want to do this? And I'm like, absolutely. And you're like, maybe some other time.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't mind. I think it's very odd.
Where
couple,
was the last wrestling
cigar,
show we went to?
Cigar smoke in your face.
The last wrestling show we went to, we're like, okay, I'm done. And you're like, okay, let's go.
You know, like I have the same, I think we have the same meter when it comes to that though.
I have no shame. I feel no shame, and neither do you, with leaving a show early. No. I'm full. I saw what I wanted. Could there be something after this? Sure. But you know what? I'm very fulfilled right now. I would much rather beat the traffic.
It was the AEW show at the UBS Arena. And then I tried to take the bullhorn from the security guard to see Caribbean Queen. And then he was like, no. And then as we walked away, he got on it and sang it to us.
He sang us Caribbean Queen. And then I stole someone's Uber by handing the Uber driver $100. And I said, get me home now. And he blasted Caribbean Queen the entire ride home with music videos.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And we left. That wouldn't have happened if we left early, if we didn't leave early.
Yep. I would have had to wait in a queue, get an Uber.
So that's the other thing that you and I have.
No waiting in lines. No waiting in lines.
Hate lines.
Nope.
Fucking hate lines.
I will walk in front of the line. I will hand money to the person. I will say, get me out of here. Please let me inside. I will scream. I will start screaming at the top of my lungs. And not like an aggressive scream, like a screech.
It's like an eagle.
I don't queue. You know, I did that at the U.S. Open. I just cut the entire line. I cut the entire line. I handed the guy $20. I said, I'm fucking walking in here.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. I think everybody should do that.
Well, I mean, that would be absolute chaos. This is from Paul Anthony Moss. Do you think Grand Slam Australia is an addition to the Flushing Meadows one, or is that the Grand Slam event for 2025 instead of New York?
Great question. Well, Grand Slam, they were not going to do it at Arthur Ashe this year. Arthur Ashe was supposed to get Forbidden Door. Okay? Arthur Ashe Stadium was getting Forbidden Door. and Grand Slam was moving to Louis Armstrong Stadium, which is right next door to Arthur Ashe. Okay?
Yeah.
Arthur Ashe, Louis Armstrong. U.S. Open's still happening, right?
I don't know. I'm not a tennis guy.
Yeah, they're in the middle of it. I was there last week. Yeah, I was there on Tuesday. So
a great pair, by the way.
I don't know if that was a way to kind of alleviate. They may do Grand Slam. Maybe they'll do another show. I don't know what they'll call it. Maybe they'll do Louis Armstrong and call it something else. I that's a great question. It's too early to know because I have, you know, I know people at that stadium for sure, and I haven't heard anything about it. But I was told that Louis Armstrong was getting Grand Slam. They were not going to run Arthur Ashe because Arthur Ashe was going to be used for Forbidden Door. I think that's a better building because it's smaller. It's about 13,000 instead of 20. But I they reverted back. You know, AEW changed a lot of venues this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the Dynasty? Dynasty was not supposed to take place where it took place.
Right.
That was supposed to be in a different, totally different area, different state. So they've been moving stuff around. That's why I'm not as quick to report on things because a lot of plans are changing very quickly. It's not.
Yes.
You know, a year ago things were solidified. So like if they decided something, that's where they were going. Now they're pivoting, which is a positive, not a criticism. That's a good thing. So I don't know the answer to that. I like that they do that New York show. It is a logistical, you know, they have gambled on this because it is a weird place to go. They've had good weather for all of them. It's domed, but it's a soft top. So depending, you know, September's, if you have a bad storm coming in, I don't know how that would affect it, but we'll see. I don't know. The answer is Paul Anthony Moss. I don't know, but I'm sure I'll find out.
Yeah. We got $2 here from Just Ricardo. Good morning, people. I am here. You
Ricardo.
Are
Ricardo.
Thank you.
You know who died?
It's very
sweet. You know who died? Ricardo Montalban.
Who? 20 years ago.
No, he just died.
No.
Yeah. Ricardo Montalban just
Mandela
died.
Effect. That's insane. No. I would have heard about that this morning.
He died like last week.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're wrong.
No.
MG,
I am wrong. Why? I
2008,
am.
2008, probably. let's look this up.
Why did I just believe that Ricardo Montalban just died?
Let's see. Hang on a sec. We got to get to the bottom of this.
He was 88 years old when he died.
2000.
Who died?
I was 1 year off. 2009.
Yeah. Who died?
I was like, oh, he been dead, man.
I could swear to you. I could swear to you. Last week, I saw this and I told everybody. I'm like, can you believe it? Ricardo Montalban died.
we got one here. This next one's gonna feed my ego.
All right.
Corey Michaels, friend of the show. Rich is by far one of, if not the most show people in wrestling media.
Dude, the best.
I had to read
that
one out loud.
No, you know what? I'm going to tell you. He's the best. He doesn't give a shit. I'm going to tell you something about Rich. Rich doesn't give a fuck, okay? He loves doing this. He wants to do his thing. I get such a kick out of his silly questions, especially media scrums. Yes. I'm still waiting for the next one. When you ask Tony if you want him to see your little dance.
Yep.
I
that's the one where before the show he gets called out for embezzling. And then everybody's asking him about embezzling. And then I go, hey, big time, long time. Would you like to see my little dance? And then that's it.
That's it. The scrum's over.
1,000 arrows in my back.
Rich is like the best. I mean, that's the only way I could describe Rich. I mean, he really is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Ooh, can you do me a favor? Can you take that cuckoo, that dodo bird, and throw her on my roof?
On Saturday? Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Well, she doesn't need me to do that. But if we can get a circle going, we can definitely toss the cuckoo bird around.
Yeah.
some kind of thing. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right, let's do one more because this guy told us he's John Cena. From Ivan Dadisky. Andrew, do you think writers could help AEW?
If it's the right writer. I don't know. I mean, like, what do you mean by writer? Like a writing team? Yeah, they have some writers. Like, obviously, certain people are very part of the collective of creative over there. In the sense of WWE's, 18-person writing team, no, I think that's a negative. I don't think they are at that point. I think if you had some educated, because they have some educated people there, but if you have some educated people to pro wrestling and creative writing and knowing how stories are told on television, yeah, that would help. But I don't think it's writing that's the problem. I think they're just in a slump, and I don't have an answer. Marketing could help a little bit, but the cool factor needs to come back to the level that it was. And it's very difficult to do that when your number one is really hot. Yeah. Having a weak number one ahead of you is great because your positioning is still expected at number two, but you're doing a better product. So it helps you. You gain. But WWE is super hot right now. And that's a battle that you will never win.
It also seems like WWE is going to be hot for quite some time.
And you don't have to be.
They're really,
yeah. You never have to get to that level to be a successful brand.
No, not at all. Not at all. We still have great. This is the. People say there's no alternative, but we are in an era of alternatives. Like everything. Yeah. There's a lot of amazing wrestling. For the last couple of years, it's been that way. Like wrestling has been rebuilt again, and it's a lot of fun across the board.
Yeah. All right. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Thank you, everybody. This was
a
blast.
Love you guys.
Hey, Friday, 10:30 Eastern, or 10. I don't know yet. 10:30. Join us for Mat Men, where Rich and I go wrestling adjacent. We talk a little bit less about wrestling and more about my neuroses and eating habits.
It's the best.
Until next time. Bye-bye for now.
Later.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there because their stories make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch, premiering September 18th. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.